All right. Well, thought I'd make a quick video. Don't have a lot of time. I'm busy working from home. And there's nowhere to go anyway because I cannot buy or sell. And it's been like this for about 3 months. Where I live, they have the government app. You got to have the government app on a phone in order to get into any shopping center, grocery store, whatever. If you want to go any place that sells stuff, you gotta have the government app or they won't let you in. All right, including the gym that I paid for. In January, I paid for a full year membership. 2 months after that, they closed down the entire mall and the gym, and now they just opened up the gym. And then it's like, I mean, you'd be better off trying to break out of prison than trying to get into the shopping mall. And by the way, what I found out, what she told me, the manager of that gym, basically, what happened is they shut down the gym for about 3 months, and now the government is providing financial support, but the condition is that they must track and trace their customers. The small businesses just have you write your name down and phone number, right? So you can give them a fake name, but every time I try to go outside, there's more and more high-tech surveillance equipment installed everywhere. All right, so I refuse to download the app. I refuse to wear a mask, which means I cannot go anywhere because everywhere you go, you have to have the government app and the mask. So that's a whole nother topic, really, but that's just what it's like for me. Just in case some of you guys still have a bit more freedom in other parts of the world, I really don't have a whole lot. Top 10 women Joe Biden might pick as vice president. I don't see a woman there. That's a man with tons of makeup on. And we don't know what race this person is. They lie about their races as well. Susan Rice, we already know about that one. National security in the hands of the transvestite. So I hope that makes you sleep better at night. This is an obvious one as well. New Mexico locking people down and tracking and tracing people. And Trump is the controlled opposition who's pretending like he's not involved. Elizabeth Warren. Warren, again, male last name. It's kind of got that Dana Carvey church lady kind of look. You know what I mean? So, yeah, Warren is a transvestite. Val Demings. All right. Now, Florida representative. I got this one. Oh, yeah. There you go. There's Val. Yeah. Mr. Val. Oh, look at that. Val with the purple and the pearls. And this one, too. Look at this. Talk about the elephant in the room. It's Val. Val Demings. Plenty of low-hanging fruit. So if you want to try to wake people up, show them kind of some of the more obvious ones. Because they don't want to see it. They don't want to know about it. Remember the movie They Live? The longest scene in the whole movie was when the main character was just trying to get his friend to put on the glasses. The guy just didn't want to put on the glasses because he didn't want to see. He didn't want to know the truth. Now, was this person some kind of, what kind of uniform is that? Is that military? Space Force, maybe? This person may have been in the Space Force. The Indonesian man, right? That's what I'm saying. He's not black. All right. He grew up in a white household, according to the official story. Met his real black father for about 5 minutes his entire life. But the true story is he grew up in Indonesia. So come on, use your brain. I've been to Indonesia. This is an Indonesian person. All right. That's what it is. It's an Indonesian person, a tall Indonesian. And this one, we already know about this one, Keisha Lance Bottoms. Now, if you think carefully, this makes a complete sentence. And remember, they use the plural pronoun they to talk about one person. So, they, Lance, bottoms. All right, that's a complete sentence. Lance is a verb, subject, verb, object. Keisha Lance's bottoms. All right, so Mr. Bottoms is a top with the sun disc around the head. Atlanta mayor. All right, so mayors, governors, senators, whatever, all these people, they're all a bunch of androgynes. They really don't do anything. In fact, these people are non-essential, right? These are the most non-essential people in the world. They don't work. They don't have a job. They don't do anything. All they do is cross-dress and dance around in the mass media. They're like full-time transvestites. and Kamala Harris. Harry, Kamala Harris, again, not black, pretending to be black. This one's obvious as well, right? I just don't have time to waste on these people. Abrams, I do believe, is a man, large and in charge. Actually, a photo like that, you can see the underlying man, right? I mean, this is a pretty huge person, first of all. You know, this person might be playing NFL football and then is some kind of politician in the off season. I don't know what's going on here. Ah, the good old mirror image with the V sign, the androgyne sign, the goat horns, got the phallus and the chalice. Abraham, right? Abraham is, of course, a male name. Got some pretty massive hands there. So, the one eye in the mirror. We've seen that before, right? That's the hexagram and the finger pointing down, right? That is actually one of the most satanic photos I've ever seen. As above, so below, right? Androgynous demigods strike again.